Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Charlie got the sounds on.
He bros.
Oh, we here.
Yeah. Y'all heard that the city council and Mayor Adams got beef. You heard about this?
Yes. Can you give me a little bit more context? But I did.
I knew they was disagreeing on things, but like all I heard yesterday was that there was a press conference and the city council had put out chairs at City Hall for the press to sit down and ask questions.
Okay.
And Mayor Adams' advisor was like, "Can we have our chairs back?" To take the chairs away from the reporters. And it was like a standoff between like somebody who was setting up chairs for the reporters and city council and the mayor's
like children.
Team. Yeah, they had described it as like a schoolyard fight over some chairs.
Because the mayor's team wanted press to stand up?
No, they just didn't want, the way it read the article was that they just didn't want
them there?
No, they didn't want them using their chairs.
Oh my, like, come on, bro. This is so ridiculous.
And the beef, apparently, I mean, obviously, city council mayor always, you know, no matter who the mayor is, it might be at odds over, you know, policy, et cetera, et cetera. One of the big battles right now is city council has a bill that they want to push forward that requires the NYPD to explain in detail why they may stop and frisk and question someone.
Yeah, yeah. And is that the bill that's wrapped up in to ban solitary confinement?
No, that's a separate bill.
Separate bill. Okay.
That, you know, the mayor is opposing solitary confinement. I get, maybe he just doesn't like the way the bill is written. I haven't heard from him. But nonetheless, yeah, that's what's going on currently in New York City. They beefing over chairs. Yes, they're beefing over, you know, differences in, you know, policy and how to get things done. But yeah, they beefing over chairs right now. That's not what you want.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
Trump
morning.
Wins the Republican nomination in the great state of New Hampshire. When you win New Hampshire, you won America. How many people live in New Hampshire? Four?
No. Okay.
Haley was close, though. Listen, New Hampshire don't care. There's a reason they stay in New Hampshire. They don't want to be bothered with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, all them states, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. They're really their own country up there. They got their own way of thinking. They don't really have neighbors. There's no major city. What's the biggest city in New Hampshire?
I have no idea.
Exactly. You don't even know the capital of New Hampshire.
I really don't. Don't ask that, Shawnee. Yeah, it's Concord, New Hampshire.
There you go.
I just Googled it.
You learned something today.
Biden was a write-in, and he won. So he is the Democratic candidate. I have retainers on, and tell me if I'm speaking a little funny.
Wait, why are you back to the retainers?
Yeah, you got it.
Tell just, the truth or shame the devil.
It's just part of like the upkeep. I'm fixing a little something on my tooth.
Oh, they moved back?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yo, you be going to war with your teeth, B.
It's never ending.
It's been a tug of war for a minute.
Never ending.
Did you guys know that New York City is the second worst city in the United States for bed bugs?
Yes!
Really?
Do you know what number one is?
No.
Chicago.
It's the Chicago.
But no, just reading it make me itchy.
Well, I think it's probably, too, if you think the common factor with both of those cities is the amount of hotels.
That's a big deal. Remember when the bed bugs were taking over Paris? It's because it was during Paris Fashion Week, people jumping around from hotel to hotel. Spreading the bed bugs.
So how do you stop this madness?
They got to go fumigate these hotels. And I don't even know if that's going to work because people... Now, that's just the hotels. People be having this in their house, bro, and don't do nothing.
Do you know people who, like, take furniture from outside and don't properly disinfect it and
is
clean
that what it?
That's a big one. Bringing stuff from outside, it could be... Listen, I remember when people were complaining because there was, like, a bed bug infestation in movie theaters. You
right,
go,
I
you sit down.
They, they be on the subways out here, too, now. Don't play around.
They jump on your clothes, you know?
You might want to start fumigating when you come in from the trains, too, man.
Aww.
Facto.
That's crazy.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. Paul's on the line to get down with the game that lives up to his name. We also got Jada. Jada.
Yes, hi.
That's producer Griff's daughter's name. Jada.
Jada.
It's also a rat. Do people come up to you and go, and do the Jada Kiss laugh?
Nah, it's more of the Jada Pinkett.
Oh, they get you with the Jada Pinkett all the time. Are you out here having entanglements? Great point, Shawnee Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's not answering. She's out here entangled.
What?
She's out here throwing it back, looking back at it.
She's
clappers.
Like, stop asking so many questions.
She's moving those clappers around, right, Jada?
No.
Paul, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
How you doing? How's your commute this morning?
Oh, smooth morning.
Smooth.
Yeah. Well, look, man. Really early, so there's people out there struggling, I feel, for you.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Where did snow at last night?
Not here.
Nah, I thought you said somebody was shoveling. I was like, well, where's the snow? Anyway, the roads are wet, though, and there's more rain coming. I'm going to hit myself with a congratulations. I played myself. I trusted the trusty weather app yesterday that said 0% chance of rain.
Congratulations.
Right.
You played yourself.
And then it rained. I thought about you on my ride home.
Of course you did.
Because you said no rain.
Of course you did.
And it rained on me.
Well, it's raining right now, and it's going to rain throughout the morning. It's supposed to slow down between 8 a.m. and about 5, 6 p.m., but then at 6 p.m. it picks back up and rains all the way through the night. All the way through tomorrow morning is what they have slated. Now, since it's only like 60% chance, maybe it won't be so bad, but let's see. All right? Jada, who you want to represent you today for these tickets to the HBCU college basketball doubleheader? The Invesco QQQ Legacy Classic.
Oh, man.
Laura. Shout out to the Knicks, man. They winning games, man. They beat the Nets last night, too. It's Nets-Knicks last night. The Nets are, man. The Nets are so bad right now that when they promote games coming to the Barclay, they just talk about the other team showing up. So it'd be like, come watch LeBron James. Because there's nobody notable on the Nets that they could promote like that.
That's not
what you want.
No.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
Question.
Let's play Laura Never
Losing.
All right. Here we go. Ludacris, Lotto,
Ebro.
They're from Atlanta.
That's true, but incorrect. Oh. And DJ Khaled will serve as judges on which season? On season two of which show?
Oh, my God.
Three.
You know it.
Two.
Hustle and Flow?
No, it's the moon.
Ah, what is it called?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I already answered, bro.
What'd you say?
You said Atlanta. Oh. What is the damn show?
Rhythm and Flow.
Rhythm and Flow.
What is added to sugar to make it brown sugar, Ebro?
Added to sugar to make it brown sugar.
Two.
Maple.
Sure. Incorrect.
Like molasses?
Molasses is correct.
I know, son.
Okay.
Who just shared a new song that is...
Ebro.
Ebro.
Who shared a new song that is...
Three. Two. One.
Kanye West.
Incorrect. Yes, but incorrect. Shared a new song that is in a short film.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar is correct. Boot. The buzzer is there. Laura wins!
I can't believe
it's an
Hustle and Flow.
I can, because that's more notable than Rhythm and Flow. And by the way, you know they wanted to go with Hustle and Flow, but it was already taken.
Dang.
Yo, Jada, man.
Jada.
I mean, woman, you getting these tickets.
You got the tickets, mama.
Yes, Mara. As you know, you never lose.
HBCU Classic College Basketball Doubleheader is in Newark, New Jersey, February 3rd. Shout out to Invesco for the tickets. They better advertise up here. She's giving away tickets, getting shout outs. Ain't good enough. Paul, we love you. Thank you for listening, man.
Love you, guys.
Later. All right. Hang on, Jada, and on the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stack.
All right, guys, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Andre 3000 is going on tour. And I have all these, like, tour dates and information
for
you.
Nah, I need a
you.
Massage. If I'm going to that show, I need a massage.
We'll talk about it coming up, Flashing Lights.
97 minutes, commercial free. Non-stop hip-hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo! Hot night. Boom, boom. Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg on Wednesday. We're getting through it together. That's right. That's how happy we are today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Excitement on this program.
Would you ever go to your other job? I'll be honest. This is a conversation about code switching.
Apple.
Would you ever go to Apple and say together?
Yeah, I say it all the time.
You're such a liar.
No, I was just literally in the kitchen the other day, and Carly Hustle said the same thing, because I was like,
"You're a big together."
Man, it's real on some bullish, man. We not together. And she was like, "Together, really?" I was like, "Yeah."
I was like, "You brought it to Apple."
I do all type of crazy stuff.
I get called on code switching a lot, and I realize I now embrace my code switch.
I'm the code switch king.
Like, I realize it's such a thing. It's people make it like it's this thing that's bad in some way. Like, you're somehow a fake person.
Which people?
You know, them. The one celebrating a big win in New Hampshire yesterday. That's not really that big a win. But, you know what I mean? I realized as I got older, I'm like, why am I embarrassed? Like, when you're in a group with people, you communicate with the people the way that you all communicate.
Well, exactly. Everybody code switches, by the way, because the way you talk to your friends ain't how you talk to your mom.
Right. That's fact. That's the early days of code switching.
That's the early code. The way you talk to your elders.
Or your grandma in particular.
Or your grandma, you totally change the rhythm of your
Even from your parents to your grandma, because you might talk like, blah, 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 blah. And then grandma comes to you, I'm sorry, what's that, grandma?
Exactly.
Right.
Respect.
Right.
It's a different level.
Right. And everybody code switches, too, when they about to get robbed. You ever seen people get robbed?
Whoa.
What do you mean? Oh, they'd be real nice. They'd be real nice. Like, oh, you know, I hate to have a voice change his octave. You done code switch.
And when Caribbean people I'm talking to, I'll be like, what's this scene?
No, Sean, you didn't have to tell us. We know your level of code
switching. I know, but y'all will mention it, but that's code switching.
But it's true. You're right. 100% it is.
It's all code switching, people. Let's go. Flashing Lights. Laura Stay.
Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
That's not code switching.
That was a whole different language. What are you talking about?
Whoop dee dee scoop poop. The beginning of the end.
So, Andre 3000 has announced a run of intimate live shows in support of New Blue Sun. The Flutes are going on tour.
Oh, yeah. Bring the Flutes.
So it's his first solo track. And honestly, I kind of want to go. It's coming to New York at the Blue Note Jazz Club.
Oh, okay. All right. Blue Note Jazz. Vibes. That's the appropriate venue.
And then his group will make stops in Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, San Francisco, before finishing a five-night event in Los Angeles.
Blue Note Jazz with Andre 3000. Be a lot of great special guests, I'm sure, to pop up.
That's what I'm saying. Tickets go on sale today, guys, at 10 a.m.
And you know the dialogue in between songs.
I want to go, Shane.
Yeah, that'd be fire.
I want to go.
I'll tell y'all right now, I need that 7 o'clock show.
They have a 6 p.m. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I need that 6 p.m. because I'm going to be in there. It's the late show.
Forget it.
I'm going to be in there.
Imagine
snoozing.
This. Friday night, 10 o'clock, you hear this.
Yo, listen, I would be like, fam, I need a massage table. I need a massage chair.
Word, you got a lazy boy?
Something.
So, yeah, but speaking of want to go, me and Rosenberg were discussing the Lovers and Friends concert that's happening in Las Vegas.
That always rings off. Festival's ringing.
Let me tell you something. It's different this year.
They went up.
Okay, so let me just read a couple of the names, okay? Right.
Keep in mind, Laura and I are already talking about going to Coachella. We're pretty deep in a Coachella conversation.
Oh, you guys are out here traveling this year.
Well, we don't know. Yeah, we're thinking about it.
It's a conversation, and then this thing just dropped, and then her and my girl got on the phone, and we're like, yo, this is...
Okay, so Usher is performing Confessions.
Of course.
Janet Jackson, Backstreet Boys, Gwen Stefani, Alicia Keys, Lil Wayne, Nas, Mary J. Blige, Nelly Furtado, Ludacris, Nelly, T-Pain, Timbaland, Keisha Cole, Brandy, Monica. Now I'm going a smaller print. Kelly Rowland, Craig David, Sean Paul, Jodeci, Jason Derulo. I'm telling you. Ebro,
she's so far. She's so far Meza from.
Meza Ben, Redman, Rick Ross, Jeezy, Fat Joe, T.I. Wow. Mace, Mario, JoJo, Khalees.
So question.
On and on.
Lupe Fiasco, Too Short, Cameron. I keep going. There's more.
So these are in Vegas at the Lovers and Friends festival. It's really a festival.
If you go to the magnifying glass names, by the way, you'll get Too Short, Total, Black, 702.
Trina.
Plies, Mims, Next, The Dream.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Cool. That's the fine print.
That's fine. Oh, Total's magnifying glass.
Hold on. Wait, who'd you say is performing?
I said my girl's Nina Sky.
Nina Sky's performing. Yeah. I don't know what you said.
Monica, Ying Yang Twins. You need
A-Marie?
That.
A-Marie? I want to see A-Marie.
Don't you want Jay Quan and Jay Holiday back to back?
What's your date on this?
May 5th, I think. May 4th. May 4th.
Saturday, May 4th.
How is it one day?
With all these people. Yes, you start at 10 a.m.
One song each.
See, so I was going to say this. Last year, they had the Lovers and Friends thing, and it was trending, and people were not happy. And I don't know. I can't remember if it was like they weren't happy about what you guys were talking about. It was just too much in one day, and things were running late and not on time. Or was it the location was like just not.
Yeah. It's also Vegas, so it could be you can get really hot outside. You know how it is. It
well, and also if you're just in the middle of a parking lot with no shade and a bunch of stages.
Yeah.
But and it's got to be mad stages. The reason I don't like these shows, one day, that means you're going to miss so many people you want to see. That's the downside, is how do you get to all of those?
Because let's keep it real. I'll give you 2 hours. That's it.
Well, I'm not built for festivals in many ways.
You're giving you're going to give a festival 2 hours?
There's only so much I can take, Rosenberg.
I'm hardly...
Guess what y'all not doing? Coachella.
I was going to say, yeah, you're not going to Coachella. I'm hardly Party P, but you got to be willing to give more than two.
All right, maybe three.
Coachella's at least a six-hour day.
Yeah, you're going to... Like, you're not going to stay all day, but you're going
to come
late.
You're going to come late enough to see the bigger acts.
Right.
If that's
what you want. And then
you
probably...
I just need a break, you know, in between.
I mean... God, she's so weak.
Hello, Nat.
You go from like 4 to 10. Then you go get out of there. When the main act is on, you roll out.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Ledge report.
Come on, Bora.
Time is 7:04.
She's not built.
She's not going. It's not happening.
I just like the idea.
But it involves a house like that you can relax at. So
she's not leaving the house. I deal with this already at my house, at my home.
But by the way, this is good because it'll make the ticket situation easier. She can just go to San Diego, to Palm Springs,
yo,
and post up.
You'll be there soon, and you'll love it.
I'm there.
No.
I never do anything.
Where your partner, where your wife will be like, babe, I want to go out, and literally will only last for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 minutes. I'm not lying. Getting dressed takes longer
than the event.
Actual thing you're going, the night. She gets dressed to then just get me to take a photo of her dressed. We go to eat, and as we're eating, she's like, babe, I'm really ready to go home.
I'm tired.
And you're simultaneously thrilled because you always want to go home, but that's also right. Like, what?
What? But then you get happy because you're like, well, you're happy for the next couple of weeks. We went out. This was going out.
So let's go home.
Let's go. I'm fine. All good. You'll be there soon, my G.
I'm not far off right now. I'm hardly with a party animal right now, so.
WQHDFM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Okay. Yeah. This song Kanye made, this is how you know Kanye's a prophet. Oh. This is how you know Kanye's a prophet. Facts.
What?
Facts.
He's being sarcastic, but go ahead.
Because this song is really a dedication to everybody who was ever a Kanye West fan.
A-holes and D-bags?
Because he's like, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my ish this way too long.
Facts.
That's exactly what I thought when I heard it. It came on this morning on just a random playlist that I have, and I was like, you know what?
I need to play this.
Facts.
That is fair.
He was telling us all along.
You've been putting up with my ish for way too long. Yeah, in this era, no, this is still way before. God, we're so old. Because it was years later that he started doing the tours and the rants. That was years later.
Oh, yeah, that's where we get,
I don't understand it, bro.
Yeah, and please don't send your people for me. Please don't send your people, Jay-Z.
Listen, man, Kanye's been telling us who he is and what he is for a long time, and we weren't listening. And if you're mad right now...
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Double.
So all that big Willie talk, copy up, playing yourself, yo.
Yeah.
Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play. Listen, I just want to let you know that right now, on whatever little Instagram account you go to that gives you all your little daily gossip and headlines and whatever, there are paid ops in the comments. Okay, so don't be triggered. We have officially entered election season.
Yep.
Where you'll be like, why is this individual arguing with so many people in these comments for Trump? All of us, like, where did all of this noise come from? Mm-hmm. Because people have been posting about Trump lawsuits and all this for a long time. But I just saw, maybe it was Baller Alert or Shade Room this morning, and there was just mad people in there. And one of the questions that one of the paid ops, and by the way, these paid operatives can be bots, they can be people with fake accounts, you don't know what they are. The question posed in the comments under the post that Donald Trump won New Hampshire, but Nikki Haley was close, was, tell me why you're not voting for Donald Trump. And I saw someone post under that, because he's a racist, end of thought. Mm-hmm. They responded, name one time he was ever racist. And then there was a bunch of other people that was like, yes, he's absolutely never been racist. Like, there's a lot. Like, I'm okay with you arguing a lot of things.
But that, there's actual lawsuits in New York.
Bruh, I'm in New York City. I remember Central Park 5.
Yes.
Big facts.
Oh, you went to that? Yeah, that's an obvious one. I mean, there's so many different things.
But there's a litany beyond that. So I'm just...
Don't even
know.
So hit yourself with the button. Because you started engaging with it. You started reading.
No, I read just because I was like, we're in that season now.
Yeah, but if you get caught up in those, because you're right, it's going to be every post now.
You played yourself.
Especially in thought-provoking smart places like the Shade Room comments.
Well, and then, you know, where people are arguing over him winning the primary in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Which was going to be mine, by the way.
Well, go ahead.
Well, it was that... what I've noticed is... And I'm not like Mr. Anti-Media guy. Like, oh, the media. Because there are a lot of people I know.
Because you're in the media.
That's part of it. And just I think sometimes it's not a reasonable... It's not always a fair analysis. But, yo, the way the mainstream media has been covering Trump's two victories in Iowa and now New Hampshire, as if, like, it's been this dominant performance where,
Nikki Haley was on his heels in New Hampshire.
I mean, I thought so. When I looked and I saw that she lost 55-44, I was like, considering what we've been told about his level of dominance and how he's going to beat the sitting president, I wasn't that impressed. I have not, in Iowa too, he dominated in Iowa. He had 50% of the vote. His other two candidates, they only had 25 each. He only had half the Republicans.
Right.
This is a guy that you're saying... Do you know what Biden's number would be? As down as Biden is right now among Democrats because of the war, etc. If Biden was actively running in these primaries, his percentage of Democrats is still going to be like 90.
Right.
So, like, I'm tired of hearing this narrative that Trump is dominating in these primaries. I think Nikki Haley's still alive. The next one is in South Carolina. She might not be done. And they're acting like state. It's over.
That's her state.
So I this whole idea that Trump is just running to... Yo, and I've seen it everywhere. CNN, New York Times.
So you want me to hit you with the button?
Congratulations.
Because it feels like you're triggered by it. I'm telling you, we're in that season, man. We got to... You got to really think clear. Keep your thinking cap on. I want to remind everyone, you know, we live in New York State. Shout out to our people in Pennsylvania. And we have people in Amarillo and San Antonio and Portland, Oregon tuned in and... I forgot the other cities. But
other places.
Don't feel disrespected. I just want to remind everyone, Trump can't win if he doesn't win at Milwaukee, Philly, Detroit. He's got to win those cities to win those states.
Mm-hmm. You keep saying that, but it depends. But it depends on if he somehow picked up other people, other places. But I don't see
where
he
would those people be. He's going to get Texas. He's going to get Florida. He's going to get those.
I don't know. I don't know that it's going to end up shaping up to be exactly the same way the last election was, where it all hinges on that a few predominantly black cities can give the election.
Yeah.
And then do you have to worry about the fact that this time more than other times, it appears that there is more of a spike in particularly black men deciding to vote Trump.
And maybe
than
that will be the decide. But I'm just saying that that could be the deciding factor. But it's still going to have to go through some concentrated black metropolitan areas
in swing states.
In swing states like Michigan, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
Nothing to worry about. Yeah, it's gonna be a terrible year. and then at the end of it. The best result you can get is being like, yay, Biden won. You know? I mean, I'm not going to be out.
But that's also why, you know, you have people who are apathetic and ain't going to show up.
And by the way, I'm annoyed by it, but you get why they don't feel like, you know, there's a terrible war going on. The man is 152 years old.
Right.
You know, he doesn't inspire you, but you're not seeing the day-to-day as well, and you're not necessarily remembering the day-to-day chaos
that Obama,
that Trump as president
that Obama
was.
And Trump halo, man, where people felt like invigorated.
You mean Obama and Trump halo?
Yeah, because when Obama ran, there was like this invigoration of people who were like, yes, I want to vote. When they were voting against Trump, it was like, yes, I want to get him out of here. Now it's just kind of like,
we want to keep, you want to just hold what.
And you've already been through it.
Right.
So you're before, like, you couldn't even imagine Trump in position.
Now people are like,
I mean, it wasn't so bad because people have short-term memory.
Yeah, exactly. Like, We got through it.
And we got some checks. And we got some money. And his name was on it, so we're giving him credit for it.
They're not thinking about the Supreme Court, just how many justices he put in for life for the rest of our lives.
We're
going to
be dealing with it. They don't care about Roe v. Wade. What are you talking about?
No.
They don't care about voting rights being gutted. They don't care about. What are you talking about?
Most of them don't even know.
They don't care.
They don't know. They're like, what are you talking about? What? Everything's going to be fine.
They don't care about migrants being locked up in jails with their children and women getting raped. They don't care about none of that.
No.
They do not care.
Okay, one other congratulations. Call yourself. I saw the Oscar nominations came out yesterday. We discussed some of it on our after show.
So I'll cover it more in flashing, but what's up?
The congrats is, yo, man, how did they give Barbie mad nominations and nothing for Margot Robbie or the woman who directed it?
I know.
Damn.
Yo, hit the button, bro.
Wow. Wait, that plays into like the actual theme of the movie, y'all.
How you do it? How the whole movie is about patriarchy and how messed up the world is and expectations of women. Margot Robbie not only starred in the movie, she basically put the whole movie together.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, that movie was like on Margot Robbie's back. And she made this thing and with the director, and they did this whole thing. They didn't get nominated. Guess who did?
All the men.
Not all, but Ryan Gosling.
He even spoke out about it.
Oh, no, he slammed it right away. Like,
he was There is no Ken without Barbie. And he goes on and on to be like, what happened?
And by the way, if y'all haven't seen it, Margot Robbie's great in the movie.
She is.
This is why Trump is going to win president.
Oh,
this is what you get what you deserve.
Hit the button.
Jay, cool, Jay. Congratulations.
You played yourself. Wow.
A double. You're playing yourself. Wait, question. We've had this conversation a couple of times. Are you guys thinking that
LLJ Cool J
is going to result in LL Cool J actually not liking us?
He already doesn't like me, so I'm...
No, but he likes me, though.
Oh, so I'm not really worried about it, though, selfishly.
He doesn't know me, so I'm good.
Damn.
Join
Laura!
I feel he's not going to like it. He's going to be like, what does that mean? He's not going to like
it. I mean, he was there when it happened.
But it's not even... Right, he was in the room, but it's a shot at Biden, and it's not a shot at LL Cool J, but it's LL Cool J's name. And there's kids listening right now that are going to hear LL Cool J's name.
You know when it's
going to... And for the rest of their lives, they're going to go... LLJ Cool J.
I think it's really going to factor in to whether he hears it in real life or not. If somebody comes up to him and goes, yo, LLJ Cool J.
No, do not. Do not do that, man.
Don't do that.
Do not disrespect the legend like that, man.
I mean, listen, but here's the thing. It's too funny for us to give up because we're worried that someone might hear about it and misunderstand it and find it offensive.
It'd be like, keep my name out your mouth.
See, hear that?
Rosa Brooker, finish.
Okay. Oh,
man. Cash 197 minutes commercial free.
Ebro, after this, all this election talk, it's a perfect time off the air to have just a
Freedom
preview.
Friday?
A preview of Freedom. Like, imagine, give us a call right now. If it was Freedom Friday after that conversation, what would you want to say? That's what I'm saying.
What would you say?
1-800-223-9797. Let's see what they say.
Oh, my God.
And the lines are open. Say whatever. It's free.
When they say she get it from her mama, I'ma say you got it right. Body.
Biden in the White House working overtime to get in the good graces of the American public, especially the young peoples. That's why you're seeing, you know, obviously, and we love it, the loan, the school loan forgiveness is in the billions.
Okay.
Mad people got their school loans forgiven.
Yeah.
On Friday, the federal government waved the white flag in the war on drugs as it regards the cannabis plant. President Biden issued presidential pardons to any American or lawful permanent resident who has a conviction of cannabis possession on their record.
That's pretty big.
At the same time, he ordered the Department of Health and Human Services to compile a case for the reclassifying of cannabis from a Schedule 1 drug, such as heroin and cocaine, to a Schedule 3 drug like testosterone and fortified Tylenol.
Okay.
All right.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. So right now, if you're looking at the national landscape on cannabis, there's 38 states that have legalized cannabis for medicinal use. Mm. 24 states and two territories and D.C. have legalized cannabis for recreational use. Mm. So
yeah, that's
while
big.
It's very cool what Biden's doing, it's not as if the White House is leading the way on this. They're
definitely
following the trend of states in the United States, which is fine. Now, here at the New York State, New Jersey level, Connecticut level, as far as cannabis is concerned, the reason this may be awesome is because a lot of the people running the dispensaries, right, how they can't go to a federal bank, so states have to set aside specific banking systems because obviously that money, if it's classified like it is at the federal level, you can't just put money you made from selling what is seen as an illegal drug on a national level in a federal bank.
Right.
So they figured out ways around that at the state level. So this, you know, for business owners may make things easier too. So there's that side of it if you care.
Yeah.
But this is obviously at the federal level. And if your state has not recognized cannabis, maybe there's some recourse there. I'm not a lawyer, but maybe there's some recourse there for someone who's incarcerated. Listen, here in New York State and in New York City, there's still, New Jersey State, there's still people incarcerated, nonviolent offenders who have not been able to get released even after having cannabis charges. Mm. And this is like going on, 2 years since the law was passed in these states? Maybe a year, 18 months, 2 years?
Almost two, yeah.
So, you know, hopefully they can expedite that because there's a lot of people, you know, wanting that to get done for them.
Oh, for sure. And you still can't travel on a plane with it, right?
Nah, I don't think you want
from
to do
state
that.
From legal state to legal state?
Nah, you're not supposed to cross state lines. I wouldn't encourage that. Wait, Laura, what'd you do?
Just making face.
Laura, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Sure? Shawnee, what'd you do?
Nah, I lied because Laura made a... just saying. Be cool.
Be cool.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. We don't have DJ John, but we have a man named Juan, but he doesn't like to be called John. That's Cast Juan.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an intro.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yep. Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yeah, man. Cast One, what are you giving if the people could stump you with a question today?
Of course. Tickets to see Janet Jackson. Summer 2024 with special guest Nelly live at the Prudential Center July 9th. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, to the lady named Danielle trying to call right now, Griff has labeled you a prize pig. So when every time your number comes up, I think he's hating on you.
No, he does not.
He's just pointing out a truth.
No, listen, I like people that want to call and win prizes all the time.
That doesn't mean they're not a prize pig.
What does that mean? Why are you calling them names?
What is a prize pig?
That means that they're a super fan and they want to win.
That's not how everyone views it.
Well, listen, if you're out there and you like winning prizes, I'm not going to call you a pig, okay? That's Griff. He's rude.
Oh,
this
means
this level
prize
of unnecessary.
Oh, I thought he said pig.
Oh my
no,
God.
Pig.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's even crazier that Ebro just said it out loud.
Oh, right?
Yo, you are the Griff's worst
terrible,
friend.
Man.
There's no worse friend than you.
Griff's terrible,
oh my
man.
God, Ebro. What's
Yo,
wrong with
Ebro
you?
Will tell on you.
No, he's a snitch.
I'm a listeners first, man. What you talking about?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, listeners first all day.
I feel you.
Naisha's on the line. Naisha, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're great today. I'm so glad you called to win a prize. Hopefully you've won before and many times before that.
I have, actually.
There you go. Yeah. Now, Naisha, you got a question to stump DJ Cass 1 and get these tickets to Janet Jackson.
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right, let's go. What's your question, Naisha?
Okay. Cass.
Mm-hmm.
What are Janet Jackson's favorite singers?
What?
Janet Jackson's favorite singers. Two of them.
Oh, favorite singers.
I thought she said finger.
Me too.
Like,
that's what I said.
Middle.
That's what
I thought
middle finger. Middle pinky finger. I'm going to go with Michael, her brother. She likes her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's a good guess.
And I'm going to go with Tina Turner.
Okay. Tina Turner. Huh?
Bad,
interesting choice. How's very interesting.
Naisha, what's the answer?
The answers are Marvin Gaye and Ella Fitzgerald.
She didn't even pick her brother.
That's disrespectful.
Wow. That's hate.
That's hate. Damn.
Naisha, you got tickets to see Janet Jackson.
What?
Now, Rosenberg and Laura have already seen this show. And what do you guys have to say?
We loved it. We had a great time. I've
seen Janet many, many times. She is still very, very good. She's, you know.
You're in for a treat, yeah.
The amount of classics.
Thank you so much.
She's performing.
Thank you, Naisha. Keep calling up. Keep winning. We appreciate you.
Yeah, this one.
Have fun.
See, it's funny. We just talked about favorite Janet songs.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite Janet songs.
It's a good one.
Super 80s, too, but... Like, it is super 80s, but I still work
for
me so
well. No, it's a bop.
Well.
It's a bop.
Is it the bop? Maybe it's the
it's
bop.
It's a bop. Not
yeah,
the
if you
bop.
Walk in.
Because it just makes you feel good,
order
right?
Yeah.
Are you going to order drinks of this?
You walk in like, all right. What you drinking, friend?
Yeah, you can't walk into this. You got to strut.
No, you already got to have a routine to this.
Yeah, you got to.
A little kick step?
Yeah.
Chasse.
Listen, coming up, Whitish Wednesday is going to happen in about 7 minutes. But first, we'll do Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles. What you got?
Let's go. The Oscar nominations are in, so let's talk about the people who are nominated and those who are not.
Did you think of your routine yet?
Yeah, I got my box. You ready?
You doing like a rerun type of Soul Train line down there?
Nah, you got to just like...
Nah, it's too active. Walking into a bar is too active.
Soul Train line vibes?
Yeah, it might just be like a little, you know, kick the leg behind the front leg little bop. You know what I'm saying?
A little quick point. I see you.
Dig
I see you.
Right, right.
I see you. What's up?
You know what I mean? Quick. Because we got to keep moving forward.
Right.
And we don't want to break a sweat too soon when we get to the party.
It's early. You just walked in.
You just walked in. You dancing, man.
Yeah.
You ain't meet nobody
you
like that.
Bust a split.
Nah.
Slide back up.
You throw a little bop hop in there.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Maybe a little head bump.
Yeah, that's it.
But shawty.
Yeah, that's it. Light work. You gotta come in easy and light.
Shawty really enjoys his fantasy parties.
Oh, yeah, where you walk in.
He likes it more than he likes the actual party.
That's facts.
He likes the fantasy.
Because I don't go no further than that. It's the walk in. It's the vibe. Yeah. Like, okay, I see this. I can go back to bed.
And we can actually get into those. Because his real parties was not getting
into those. Shawnee's real parties, we're not getting into those. Ask Laura Stiles. How'd that work out for you?
Yo, disrespect.
Disrespect.
Why you bringing up on?
Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
For the Fox is what we do.
Laura Stiles, 411 on the flashlight.
Are you ready for the flashlight?
Okay, so the Oscar nominations are out. People are celebrating their favorites and also upset because there was some big snubs. Now, Jimmy Kimmel will host the Oscars for the fourth time. It's going down on Sunday, March 10th. Live from Los Angeles, but Oppenheimer got 13 nominations. Poor Things got 11. Killers of the Flower Moon received 10 nominations. Yeah. Barbie, last year's biggest box office hit, earned 8 nominations.
See, I'm biased because Killers of the Flower Moon is part of the squad. It's part of the squad. It's Apple TV. It's an Apple TV.
Have you seen it, Rosenberg?
Production.
No, we thought about it last night, and I ended up watching American Fiction because I didn't have 3 hours and 26 minutes.
Now, I will tell you that Killers of the Flower Moon, about to tell you, it's about to take a full day.
If Laura's never seeing it. Laura, you just get that out of your head right now. You are never seeing that movie.
3 hours?
3 hours, 26 minutes? Yeah. Never going to happen.
I saw it in the movie theater, too.
But now, people say that it's really good. They were like, it's good that you're gonna follow along. You're not going to go to sleep.
Well, it was twofold for me. I like Scorsese.
Go to sleep?
I like De Niro, obviously. Like
Leo, too. No?
Leo, of course. Yeah. And then it's a movie based on a true story, like of the Osage Indians in Oklahoma and how, you know, white settlers were coming to marry the women so that they could take the land. Like, that's the real story. And the Osage Indians participated in making the movie. They're actors in the movie. Like, they're all the way in. Like, so it's a really dope film.
And you enjoyed it. All that said,
I enjoyed it. Now, could 45 minutes have been clipped off that joint? Absolutely.
Could have gotten it down to 258.
Ah, easy.
Yeah, so one thing that you will see, Margot Robbie and the film's director, Barbie director, Greta Gerwig, did not get nominated at all.
Story.
But I saw, did you see America Ferrera got nominated?
For
Best Supporting Actress.
In Barbie?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the fact of the matter is, it sounds crazy, and I do find it's a terrible look. I guess you never know what the category is if it just ends up being too tough a category for that specific. You know what I mean? Margot Robbie might have had a different level of competition than America Ferrera or Ryan Gosling. I don't know.
Well, she would have been the lead, right?
It would have been best actress. So.
Best actress. Who's in it?
So, for actress in a leading role, let me see. It's Emma Stone, Carey Mulligan, Sandra Hüller, Lily Gladstone, Annette Bening.
Now, unfortunately, I didn't see any of the movies they're talking about.
Right.
So, I can't comment. But maybe it was just a tough...
But either way, the look
is terrible.
Yo, the fact that it plays into the plot
is
so dope.
Now, Barbie could make a whole movie and it would be the biggest hit. And
only the men.
And it's not like it's a movie that doesn't get nominated. It gets a ton of nominations, just not for the women. Or not for the woman.
The one. Barbie herself.
The Barbie. The main Barbie. There are many Barbies.
Congratulations.
She's the main Barbie.
That's your Flesh and Light report. Time is 8 a.m. Alternate side parking is in effect, and today's a high of 44
degrees. I want to see Barbie fans protest. Like, I want to see a complete turn-up.
Speaking of other Barbies, by the way, I saw Issa Rae is great in American Fiction as well.
Oh, she's in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in Barbie.
Yep.
Shout to Issa Rae.
Shout to Jeffrey Wright, who got nominated for Best Actor for American Fiction.
And Colin Domingo. He's so fire.
I gotta see this film. American Fiction, you said.
Yeah, saw it yesterday. It was really, really good. Sterling K. Brown is great in it. It's great.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yeah. White Ish Wednesday, The Game. Bingo, ding, dong. Sing the song, everybody.
The Game.
She got a smile and a symphony. Ladies and gentlemen, last week it was a controversy. We'll bring in Queen P.
Yeah.
Last week, big controversy. Queen P, first question for you. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Sound like you have a little cold over there. What's happening?
Yeah, listen. These winters and this warm to cold to freezing to warm is messing with my sinuses.
Oh, man. Hang in there, kiddo. Hang in there. It's almost over.
I have a question for the tribunal.
Well, ma'am, hang on one second. We know you're Queen P and all that, but...
But hold on.
Hold
on now.
Okay. Hold on now. Last week, how did you pronounce the band's name that was controversial? How did you pronounce it?
I pronounced it, as Cass said, I said In Access.
In Access.
I did say that, and I started to say the name of the song, and then Cass cut me off. Now, my question for the tribunal is, this has come up before, usually because of me, I'll own it, where sometimes I know the artist and not know the song and vice versa. Because we're only supposed to know one or the other, What do we do in that instance?
You go with what you know.
I'm trying to defend.
And if you get it wrong, you're wrong. So that's if you knew the name of the song was Need You Tonight or whatever, which one it was, you should have just...
I knew the name of the group. I just didn't pronounce it the way that...
But that's why. So if you had just said Need You Tonight, you would have been good.
You would have got it right. Because of all... Well, thank you, Queen P. Thank you so much. Hang on.
Well, we got to finish last week.
Well, we don't have to finish.
You just want to tie?
I was going to leave it as a... I was just going to throw an asterisk on it, call it a tie.
A three-way tie.
Nobody really gets the win for the week.
Right.
Yeah. If we're keeping score for the whole year, you got Cast One has one, I have one, and...
Do I have one at all? No.
Nope, that's where it stops.
Okay, that's where it stops.
I feel like I kind of won last week.
You know what I'm saying? Here we go.
Just because...
Here we go.
Johnny hasn't won anything?
No.
Never.
I don't know.
Have you ever said never? Of course, yeah.
Oh, you have? I didn't know.
Not like a...
He has one before.
Definitely two.
I think three.
Maybe three.
I think it's three.
Okay. Like three, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know. Right, my bad.
And last week, I kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Now, lost. I want to say, points. I want to. He got four points, but he lost. Yes. Aubrey, good morning. How are you?
Yo, good morning, y'all. Good. How y'all doing?
We're great. Hot Rod Rick, how you doing this morning, man?
Yo, have no fear, bro. Raven Ricky's here.
Raven Ricky.
That's
me. Yo, hang on, Raven Ricky. Good. Hang on. And then I'm telling y'all need to start going to Nikki more, man.
Yeah, Nikki, I like
no, Nikki's on point.
Nikki,
Nikki's
how you
point.
Doing?
I'm fantastic. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you for checking in every week. I know that I keep telling them they need to come check you, but they slow. They slow
I'm
with
good.
It.
I'm good. I get some looks. You know what I'm saying?
There
and
you
I'm
go.
I'm ready when you are.
Hang on one second, Nikki. Now, it is Whitish Wednesday. Okay. The game.
All right. Focus.
Rosenberg, you ready?
Zen. Yeah, I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Cast One is in there getting his troll mind together.
Mic check.
Figuring out how he's going to manipulate Laura Styles.
That's his stretching. And who was the second phone to fight? I got Queen P, Hot Rod, Nikki.
Aubrey.
Wagwan.
It's always the same guys. It's the same people.
I just wanted to make sure.
That's your squad. Could you write it down, Shawnee?
I always do.
I just asked.
Yo, I'm taking notes. One's trolling Shawnee.
Already.
I was just asking because I thought about writing it down too, but I said, nah.
Rosenberg, what you got, fam?
Okay.
Whitish Wednesday, the game.
I'm focused, fam.
Okay.
Gonna start this off in a very easy way just for a vibe. Everyone can get this. Mm-hmm. Everyone could get this. Mm. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, Cass.
Sure.
Cass.
Mac Miller.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I start thinking the original sample or something.
I love this record.
Is there an original sample? I don't even know if that's
I don't know this. I don't know
this feels like.
Nah, Mac used to be on them keys, Playboy.
Yeah, I think it's just him.
That's fire.
Anderson is on this tour.
Anderson Paak is on the drums. Gone too soon. Wait. I think it's Paak.
He's got an Apple show right now, doesn't he?
Anderson Paak, yeah, Paak House.
Bop, big bop.
Big bop.
Yeah.
All right,
man.
I thought this song was going to super go at the time. It went a little bit.
It could have.
Yeah.
It was a
but
good.
Those who knew, you know what I mean?
But guess what? Numbers wasn't high enough. We need more people to know.
Wait. I know I ain't a saint. If it ain't too late, well, I can't keep on losing. I run away so fast. When my heart like gold, but it break like glass. When my shit get old and I act so young. Baby, you so cold. Never had no son. You don't want to grow up.
Cass is on the board with one. It's Whitish Wednesday, the game. Give you some, make it feel
like when I hit. By the way, if you've never spent time with this album, The Divine Feminine, so good.
No, I think it's his best work.
Some people do. Like, some people think it's his best. I love the last two, maybe a little. No, it's right there. It was the step. It was his first step into, like, serious music. It's very sex-filled album. It was him and... This is when he was in deep Ariana Grande relationship vibe, the whole album.
About that.
She sings on it.
Yeah, that's right.
There are songs where she's just moaning on the song the whole time. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
Cast ready. Up 1-0.
Cast up one.
This one hit me. I was watching a movie the other day, and it popped up, and I was like, oh, wow.
Movie song?
I've thought about that.
It's a clue.
But I didn't know it's from a movie, so to me, that's no clue, but here we go. Ready, everyone?
Okay.
Let's go.
Why do you keep asking if everybody's ready?
Yo,
Ebro. Cast.
Laura.
Cast.
Boys will be boys. Oh.
Too late.
Laura.
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 I don't know, but I'm going to go with Nikki.
Okay.
All right.
You use your phone and thoughts on things. Mm.
But Nikki, you got the answer for Laura Staff.
I do. That's Bad Boys.
I thought about saying that. Damn.
That's correct.
Sad Boys.
No,
Sad
Shawnee, you know what it is, too.
I do know this song.
Yes.
Damn. Could have got that.
But I was going to say Boys too.
It was playing at the beginning of Three Men and a Baby. And I was like, what is this? And then all of a sudden.
Bro, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Well, wait till it goes where it goes, though.
I was like, it can't be Bad Boys.
No, you know this song. This song was a hit, bro.
Sean, you ready? Ready? You know where it's going, though?
I forget.
By the way, it's the Miami Sound Machine.
That's right. It's Gloria Estefan.
Asterisk on this song.
Sure.
Why? Because she's Cuban? They be white, bro.
Some of them. Some of them be white.
A lot of them be
white. But also, the whole, she's not the whole group. She's the face of the group, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. She's the lead singer, yeah.
Let's go.
I just never thought, like, when the Mace record came out, I didn't remember that that song sounded like this.
Right.
I like this way better than this one. All right, guys, here we go. Ready? And we continue on. Okay. Laura has one. Cast has one. Let's go.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm gonna let Shawnee. This is you, bro.
Yo, what is happening right now?
Culture.
You know this, Shawnee.
Shawnee, you know this.
Come on, Shawnee.
Careless Whisper. Yeah.
There you go. We all on the board.
I thought you was really gonna get the title.
I was trying to find the artist. That's George Michael.
Yeah, okay.
Shawnee.
See
that team player, Ebro?
Yo, Cass, you know what? I love you again.
Yo, it's love, bro. Love you, you know what I'm saying? Alley-oop over there.
Why, Rosenberg, are you peeping how Cass is doing charity work?
Yo, he's...
I'm showing love.
Here's my question.
Is that what that is?
Whatever, man.
Here's my question for you, Ebro.
Yeah.
And please, Cass, don't answer because we won't believe you anyway.
Okay.
When he does that,
yeah,
is it full on charity or is it that he can't quite remember in the moment? So he says,
no.
"I'm going to give you charity."
Know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
That's the cheapest of
that. That framing was charity. I'm going to lay out.
Oh no,
but we got to lay out.
Disrespect of the highest. It's when he does that to y'all. Just know it's as disrespectful as yes. one. Could.
Yeah.
Yo, you know, but no, you know why?
But I'll take it
because this isn't like, Shawnee's wheelhouse.
He couldn't even help.
This isn't Shawnee's wheelhouse, bro. I was like, yo, you know what?
No, wait.
This is all.
And I know
why is he so loud? First of all, second of all, you're gonna let him dictate your wheelhouse?
No,
he's telling you where you belong.
Listen, can I just get this win right here? This little dub.
Just live, Shawnee.
Shawnee, this is good for you. Know,
and I know it's
like
a little disrespect, but listen, I'll be trying to get on this board.
That's
so
right,
whatever you want to do,
go
you
ahead,
dig what I'm saying?
Shawnee, don't let Ebro separate the brothers.
Yo, he dictated where you get to stay, your wheelhouse.
He straight.
I know this was in your crib. I know this was in your crib.
It's in everyone's crib. What are you talking about?
But that's why.
It wasn't a crib, though.
The disrespect. Yo, why this Wednesday the game? Cass one has one. Laura has one. Shawnee has one. But Laura used the phone a five.
I did.
Y'all remember the early internet videos of the dude who would walk around with the saxophone and just randomly start playing this in public places?
I do not.
That was like the early 2000s, you know, mid
2000s. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Under 2000.
Yo, this is big. Shopping with your mom music.
Oh, God.
I mean,
so many SKUs.
This store has everything.
At Sears.
Not
from in DC. This was at Hex. We were at the Heck Company.
Oh, were you? Yeah, no.
Here we go, guys.
Big JCPenney, baby.
I want to be clear that Hex was. I want to be clear that Hex was a full notch above JCPenney. Okay.
Oh God.
Full notch below.
Fam, we already know you was rich. You had upstairs.
No.
We haven't heard of Hex.
It was a full notch below, like, you know, the nice snort, but it was above.
Yeah, man, you had upstairs, man. We already know.
Upstairs is so crazy.
JCPenney was high end.
I don't actually remember JCPenney well, to be honest.
That's where you got your Easter suit.
I saw it everywhere.
Yo, the Easter suit, the three-piece joint. Word up.
Did you take pictures there, too?
Yeah, hell yeah.
You can take some pictures there. Yeah. See Santa if you need to?
Santa was at JCPenney, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right in front.
Yeah, but guess what Hex had back there? Ticketmaster window. Hex had the Ticketmaster window.
I don't even remember that. I don't even remember tickets? That.
You didn't have a Ticketmaster window at a department store?
I don't even remember that. Nah, we went to, what was that thing called? Ticketron?
Yeah, Ticketron was the place that also did it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, guys. Talk about things. Right. Talk about things that literally people wouldn't understand. Like, no, this is where they just sold tickets. They're like, what? Sold tickets.
Crazy.
Here we go.
All right.
It was either that or the barbershop.
Yesterday.
Culture.
Wow.
Let's go with a phone of five.
Oh, wow. Who you going with? You got Nikki Hot Rod with
Sometimes. Somebody. I want to choke you sometimes.
Yo, Shawnee.
Same on the last one.
Listen.
You didn't know Gloria.
Shawnee, from your brother, listen to me.
Yo, he's doing it again, bro.
Okay, don't listen to me. Go ahead. Go to four to five.
Don't let him disrespect you like this.
4 to 5, bro.
Yeah, all he was going to say was that you know it. You've guessed it before.
You know it.
The first word was like yesterday.
Bro!
No one's talking. I'm not saying words. I'm just, you're the one trying to get him to not do his phone to five. What are you doing?
All right, go ahead. Do your phone to five.
Hey, wait, let me get two seconds.
It's a lot of time going. It's a lot of time clicking off the clock.
Shoot and shoot, Shawnee.
Beatles.
Yeah!
I got that. Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Shawnee, it's called yesterday.
That's what I wanted you to say.
I was going to say that too.
Shawnee, that's what I wanted you to say. See that? Brother's helping out.
Yesterday.
Celebrating getting yesterday by the Beatles is so wild.
It's crazy.
The only thing crazy would be celebrating Yellow Submarine. Like, well, I got it. It's about a yellow submarine, right?
Yeah, baby.
Yo, when you said that thing about the first word, I'm gonna die.
Had to go, yeah. I don't
Facts.
Know she wouldn't say.
There you go, Shawnee. You're a big Beatles guy, it seems.
Yo, Shawnee, culture is up 2 songs. To Laura's 1 to Cass 1's 1. Shawnee still has 2 phone fives.
That's right. See, Shawnee, have faith in your choices, my brother. You don't need the phone fives.
Cass 1 is really
Wheelhouse, y'all mean? Wheelhouse.
Here we go.
Wheelhouse talk.
Here we go.
You don't know how to sing
I know the song, but I don't know the name.
You know the artist?
No.
Damn. Here we go.
Culture.
Culture.
Do it, Shawnee.
Beach Boys?
Yeah!
Yo! Look at him go! Let's go, baby!
And you still have 2 phones.
And I still got 2 phones.
You got 3, baby. See?
Go. Let's go.
This is the whitest you've been in a long time.
I'm very white right now.
Yo, isolate that audio of Shawnee declaring.
We're very white right now.
Yeah, we need that.
And by the way, I think this is the first smash.
I still got to go to bodegas. Don't do that.
Yo, by the way, Beach Boys and Beatles. Definitely Shawnee's wheelhouse.
Well, Beach Boys is name, but this is
no on this game. You guess a lot of Beach
now.
Beach Boys
now the what was you saying, Rosenberg?
I think Barbara Ann is their first big hit. Yeah. Like this is prior to Pet Sounds and all that, and Surfing Safari.
This is Barbara Ann is like the first hit
when they were kids.
By the way, I never knew the name until literally I was.
You just know
what they were saying,
Barbara Ann.
I thought they was just making like bebop sounds.
I would have guessed Barbara Ann. I don't know, so it's Barbara Ann.
It's about a girl.
And Griff has corrected me. Surfing USA is their first single.
Oh, Surfing USA.
So this is their second, I guess.
Yeah, I thought they were just
I thought they was
like Sha-na-na.
You know the Sha-na-na, exactly. La la la. No. Yeah. We turned Laura's mic up a little bit. She's like
this
silent.
This is so
today.
Crazy.
She's...
Shawnee, you're killing it.
Yo, it's so maxed happy out right now.
It's maxed out. Laura, you know Laura don't know how to use technology. Mm-hmm. Laura plugged in a microphone this morning and declared I had to rewire the entire studio.
Yeah, I had to laugh saying it.
Yeah, It's Whitest Wednesday, the game. Shawnee Culture has three. Laura has one. She only has one phone-a-fi. And Cass One has one with two phone-a-fis. Right. Let's go. Rosenberg, what's
okay.
happening?
Culture.
Oh, my God, Shawnee.
He's getting very aggressive. He's
trying to this
early. Hot Rod. Shawnee, how you doing?
Hot Rod Rick, did you hear enough of that song, my G?
Hey, yo. This one's harder than the Kansas City Chiefs beating my Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. But, yo, Shawnee, you finally came to me, Papa. Yo, listen. Have no fear. Raven Rick is here.
Raven Rick.
Okay.
Yo. And you know my Ravens are warriors.
Come on, family.
He got it.
What?
That's
what?
The warrior, right?
Yo, he got it.
Yeah. Oh. Listen.
Warrior. I said my Ravens are warriors.
There you go, Shawnee.
Listen. This is crazy. Shawnee, you have four.
Good looking, Hot Rod. Good looking.
Yo, we're rooting for the Ravens.
We're rooting for the Ravens, bro. We're with the Ravens.
Let's go.
Ravens flow.
I bet you're not so civilized.
Yo, the suspense with his deliberation.
He does a good job.
Wait, Ebro, so does Shawnee have any more phone-a-fonts?
He has one more phone-a-fonts.
I have one more, and I got point game.
Yeah.
This
talk
is
that talk.
And I went for him to do it now so I can.
Wait, big chorus.
I'm playing chess. I'm trying to play chess.
There you go, Shawnee.
Bang, bang.
Patti Smith.
Wow.
I only know this song because in the NBA Superstars video, this was the song for Charles Barkley. Oh, by the way, I'm talking about so old that the highlights were only 76ers. This is early Chuck. I love the song because of that. That whole video shaped my life. The VHS, sitting around watching the NBA Superstars VHS.
Another song.
It's fire.
That's amazing.
You notice he said VHS, bro. That means you had to acquire it, pop it in, and then you could watch it over and over and
it
over.
It was Magic
again.
First, Control, Larry Bird second, Small Town, Michael Jordan third with the Top Gun joint. The slow Top Gun. Take My Breath Away.
Take My Breath Away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, here we go, guys. Shawnee has a big point game situation.
Right. Whitest Wednesday, the game. Shawnee, four on the board.
My Lord.
Game. This is game.
This is it.
At 8:23?
That's crazy.
Shawnee's smoking them today. Laura, where you at, man? You got smoke.
I'm in shock.
All right.
Maybe Shawnee should have won last week. evidence suggests he's the champion.
Man.
Here we go.
2024.
Here we go.
Shout out the year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm a phone-a-fi.
There you go. It's a smart move at this point. You got to stay.
I know this song, too.
I know this.
We all know this song.
I don't know the song. I'm going to Nikki.
Nikki's on the line. Nikki, you know it. What is it?
That's Norah Jones.
That's right.
That is Norah Jones.
Wait. It's a big tone.
Yo,
don't
tone,
know
tone.
Why I didn't come.
Nikki, I'm telling y'all, Nikki's asleep.
I left you Nikki's by the house of fun.
And Nikki's don't awesome too, because it's no frills.
No frills. Nope. Just wants his respect. Her. She just wants her respect.
That's right.
I didn't come when I saw.
Nora's fire.
I wish that I could fly away. Instead of me.
I would say Nikki may be the phone-a-fon who needs the least time. If you're in a real crunch, she needs seconds.
In my hand, my heart is drenched.
All right. So,
it's a vibe.
Big Bob.
It's like when you're waiting at the dentist or something.
Dentist music.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't know how that would make someone feel if you told them that.
It's magazines
like
or something.
You told them, hey, you make dentist music?
Yeah, like.
You make dentist music.
Yeah. Yo, you dentist up, music.
You pick up a People magazine, you ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just waiting. I'm gonna call your name.
This is funny.
But I'll be your backbone. Driving down the road.
All right, what we got next, fam?
Okay.
Here we go.
Ooh. Seems like Ebro would have got it right on rip.
Which makes sense if you were to really think about it, but I wouldn't have gotten this. Which would have disappointed my
culture.
Culture?
Phone of fuck.
Okay. Oh, okay. He's going for the phone of fuck. Wait, go ahead. That's what you got to do.
Right,
that's what you got to do.
What
you're doing
right now.
I had the gift.
That's what you got to do.
I'm going with Queen B.
Queen P for the close, for the win. Because last week, Queen P for the win was... Woof,
fumbled the bag.
Left us with a whole controversy.
Yeah, it was bad.
Queen P, what you got for me?
Okay.
I got nothing, because I do not know.
You hit me with the Whitney Houston.
Yo! Hold up.
Nothing.
Hold up, really? Hold up.
She has nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. She hit you with the Aaron Neville, Linda Ronstadt. Yes. She don't know much.
Wow.
All right, Laura Cass,
and
ready?
I gave you time, Queen P.
Cool
Yo, Queen P so embarrassed right now, she can't take it.
I have nothing. I gave a nice.
All right, you ready, guys?
And I'm down on my phone file.
That's it. You're out.
With point game.
That's right.
Yo, you got to earn it yourself.
Here we go. LLJ Cool J.
Yo, that was like wide right.
That was wide right.
That was the Bills.
Thought I found a way out.
Damn.
But you never go away.
Y'all don't know
I'm
that
guess,
voice?
Cass, I'm a guess. Yeah, I'm a guess the voice.
Who is it?
Is it Billie Eilish?
Yes! Oh.
What's the... I feel like I heard this on TikTok.
No, you absolutely have.
You did.
And isn't it a part of a movie now?
Yeah, it's a movie thing. Didn't she get a whole bunch of awards for this song?
Forget it. Lovely with Khalid.
Oh, Khalid.
What was the movie?
It was too new for Queen P.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. I went back.
No, the one we're confusing it with is What I Was Made For, which is from the motion picture to Barbie.
Yeah.
Which
okay.
is also equally comes in slow.
Mm-hmm. Rosenberg, I like what you're doing with your selections today. Cass, grimy.
It's not grimy.
I know. It's the other one.
Billy Eilish.
I'm stylish. Tuck big t-shirt.
Billy Eilish.
Wait, are you playing just for Billy Eilish?
Just Billy Eilish.
What are you doing?
Right. I'm not going to play him. Shout out to Billy Eilish. All right, here we go, guys.
All right.
Why this Wednesday the game? Why is this taking so long?
Here we go.
Why is this taking so long?
Culture.
Learn.
Culture.
Oh, my God.
Laura.
You got to shoot, culture.
Come on, you know.
Three.
Tell, don't count two. Me down. Don't
we got to count you down. We got to count you down.
I'll count. Three.
She's a man two. Eater?
Nope.
No. Man eater?
No, you can't do that.
Like,
Ebro, I think that's a win.
I think you can give it to him.
I think
him.
It's a win.
That's
I think
come
it's
on,
a win.
Cat.
Yeah, give it to my brother.
Give it to
my brother. Give it to him. Give it to my brother. Give it to my brother.
Man eater.
Give it to my brother.
Come on.
It's a win. It's a win.
It's a win.
Wow.
Shoddy.
Wow. Shoddy culture.
I gotta say, though, it sets a dangerous precedent.
It does.
By giving Shani the win here. Because
she said she's a man-eater instead right. of just... The reason I'll do it is because the word man-eater, the noun is so random. Adding the pronoun before it, it's right. a nothing. The thing is the man-eater.
Man-eater.
So your argument later on, because this will come up again.
Yeah, it will.
Will be that... A word was incorrect because this is added words.
Right. Like, isn't that what just happened with me a few songs ago?
I feel like it's happened to all of us at one point.
I forgot. Whatever song you played, Rosenberg. The first song you played. Didn't I do that song, something like that?
Yeah, you did. You did do a version of that. What was the first song I played? Was
Ask Griff. I feel like he knows.
Bad Boys. No, you got it wrong altogether.
Oh, yeah, I said Boys Will Be Boys. You're right.
You said Boys Will Be Boys.
Yeah, that was
exactly. I thought about it.
I mean, listen, like, I'm on board to having Shawnee win this week.
Yo, he keeps taking
I mean, you're not even on the voting board. Yeah, there's no board for you to be on. You're a contestant.
Yo, Shawnee, good one, man.
Thank you, Lord. Shawnee, I get that.
I take the win. Yeah. Yo, Caswell plays the heel well, man. He wants to be disliked.
How? That's nothing but love.
Yeah, right. Watch out, girl. She'll chew you up. Yo, Caswell is a bad guy.
What are you talking about? I'm like Chris Paul. I'm handing out assists out here.
I'm a team player.
I'm happy. By the way, Chris Paul is the perfect comp. Because, like, it hands out assists and is a bad guy.
That's why I said it.
Let's get to the guru.
I got a culture classic.
Wait, culture classic.
Oh,
we're on time for once.
My fault. Hey.
Wow.
What was the inspiration?
It's not D'Angelo's version.
No, it's the original Cruise and Smokey Robinson.
That's right.
But why? We brought this up the other day. Let's cruise away from you.
Oh, here.
Sing along.
He doesn't want to cruise away from you because they'd be leaving her or whoever he was with. Is clear.
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one night stand, baby.
Wait a minute.
Chanukah.
Wait a minute.
I'll celebrate Chanukah.
Just release and you will find you're gonna fly away.
So he drove up in his car. He said, get in my car, let's cruise away from here. Don't worry, this is not a one-night stand.
Yeah, but he also says, I love when we're cruising together, so it sounds like they've done it before.
Okay. I like that cleanup.
I love when we're cruising together.
But they could have just been cruising for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Woo. Start that from the top again?
That's a vibe, right? You know it already? Pete?
Sample at the top. Somebody sampled this at the top, right?
That quick low. Yeah.
Turn this up.
You know it.
I do?
Yeah.
Moving to the beat.
We just said it last week. Walls and fogger at your feet. I'm just a DJ, baby, mixing for you. I will not stop until this club night is through. Stay the music.
Must be the music.
This must have been the impetus for DJs to start making records.
But do you know this song, Pete? You should get it.
Yeah.
So you feel like you've heard it.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, though.
It's a secret weapon. That's one of
Well, his secret weapon wasn't his singing voice. Let's be clear about that.
It wasn't.
I thought you were going to play the Deion Sanders.
Oh, it's Miami.
Must be the money.
Man, right when I touch down in Miami every time, just turn this up to 10.
You and Will Smith, jam out. I always hated that song.
Oh, it's the
Welcome
worst.
Welcome to Miami.
It actually ruined the song.
Yeah, it did.
It actually killed the song for me.
And the beat goes on.
Ugh. It's my biggest issue with Will Smith. Slap whoever you want. Just don't ever make that song again.
He made it corny.
I'm going to ask you a hard question right now. That's right. And the beat goes on. Who's it by again?
This? The Whispers.
The Whispers. The Whispers. I'm going to ask you this.
Big mustache gang.
Oh, the biggest. If you had to choose between the bad Will Smith era of Men in Black, Miami, getting jiggy with it.
Oh, God. Okay.
How do you rank them? Because my answer is going to surprise you.
Wait, what was it again?
Men in Black.
Okay.
Erica, didn't you know? There was an anniversary this week,
focus,
I think.
Focus.
Yo, Dylan. I'm just focused. Please focus.
Will Smith, Men in Black, Miami, Jiggy with it. Worst to best,
getting jiggy with it.
For facts. See, this is why mine's going to surprise you.
Jiggy with it is the worst.
I think Jiggy with it is the best.
Jiggy with it is the worst.
Jiggy with it actually.
The beat is the best. It's the best. And it has scratches and like, except for the words getting jiggy with it,
which is
a nightmare. It's like a horrible nightmare. Besides that, it's actually pretty good.
When the Locks made it, I didn't like it either.
Whereas Men in Black, it's about Men in Black, and the style in which he's rapping, when he's like, he's telling the story of the movie on it, is horrifying.
I don't even know. I've never even listened close enough to know what you're talking about.
What, Men in Black?
Yeah.
Here comes Men in Black.
That was going to be my second one.
But I had Coco from SWV singing on it.
Yeah, she wrote the chorus.
Miami is so corny, bro.
But Miami will actually makes me, it's, it breaks me. I'm like, I don't even want to like, it's what people consider this hip-hop. Because if someone
turn this
like,
Badu up. I don't even need this combo. How about that?
About you made the right choice.
How did we get here?
How did we get here?
Took us on a tangent.
We made a wrong turn back then.
This next verse is the vibe.
You know what? It was a better time for music now that I think about it. This got a lot of play.
Yeah.
I can't even picture a song like this on the radio anymore.
Made a wrong turn back there somewhere. It's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are beautiful.
Yo, I won
queen
today.
Yeah, man.
Don't ever
play. Enjoy that.
Yo, Shani Coltrane with the W. It's going to be remembered forever. And if you've won as many times as you claim, which is three, I don't know why you're so excited.
No, that's his fourth. We've been playing the game for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, it happens like...
We've played... So, Ebro, according to my math...
Yes.
We've played the game like 60 times.
Okay.
He's won 4.
Okay.
That's something to celebrate.
That's worth celebrating.
It's a big win for Shawnee.
Yo, it happens... It's like a half birthday. You know what I mean?
It's like a blue moon.
Okay. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite to fight for what's right. Shawnee Coltrane, burn sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg.
Zen.
Tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
Did you know that on the song Didn't You Know, she was at Erica was at Dilla's house, and she just grabbed a record from the shelf. She randomly grabbed a record, pulled it out, dropped it on the turntable, put the needle on the first song, and Dilla just took that and made Didn't You Know? There you go, a little factoid.
She's magical.
Or he's magical, but they're both magical. They were both magical. They had a really special bond, Dilla and Badu.
Love that. Cool story, bro.
But did you mean that or not? I think he meant it, but when you say cool story, bro, it's rude. That's very rude. Yeah. Very, very rude.
I don't, you know what it is? I'm a little cynical about these, like, magical stories that, like, artists tell us. Like, you know, things like people never write down their lyrics and you're like,
stop lying.
Do you mean, like, did they sit down pad and pen?
But that's not even
a
crazy story. For someone of Dilla's talent, that's not even crazy at all.
But
a good producer could grab anything and really
find something in it. Yeah.
A whole song? Not to mention, you have my rule, which is that any cover between the early, like the late 60s and the late 70s, any black person on the cover, you could basically take the record and find something good on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's basically a given.
Right, right.
So it's not, you're going to find some joints.
Yeah.
All right. Zen. Let's get to it.
Okay. Save a life.
Save, save, save.
Okay, save. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Thank you for all the emails. This is one of those times where Ebro, you know, when he hates on the email, he wouldn't believe how flooded we are.
Well, I haven't hated on the email. Last time I hated, got y'all emails.
See, now he takes the credit for it. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. To all gurus and non-gurus.
Alrighty.
Unity.
So that means that I need to pay attention. Non-gurus.
Okay.
That's right.
Cash, you got to pay attention too.
Oh, sorry.
They want us on this because the gurus ain't good enough.
Stop.
I need your help. I'd also like to remain anonymous. For context, I'm in my late 20s, mm-hmm. and my girlfriend is in her mid-20s, and we've been together roughly 9 months.
Mm. All right. All right. Let's cancel this guru.
Why are we even talking?
Why are we even talking to him? Break up with her.
So say the guru.
Burn it down.
So say the non-gurus.
All right, don't go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
Our relationship is amazing, but we argue a lot around intimacy. My girlfriend says she is submissive by nature, and as a result, she never initiates sex. On the surface, that is okay, as I have no problem being dominant and initiating sex. Mm-hmm. However, I initiate sex a lot, and there are many times when she declines. Then there are times when I just want to go to sleep and I don't initiate sex. And then she gets angry with me that I am not initiating sex when she wants to. And we are never on the same page. I've told her that I'm not a mind reader and she can be submissive and still initiate sex when she wants, because I'm always down for it. Or let me know when she wants to, and I will take control after that, as she needs to be submissive. She says she cannot do that, and now I'm having second thoughts on moving forward in the relationship based on her inability to compromise.
I love it.
By the way, this is a very mature 20-something so far.
That's right.
I will
say. Mm-hmm.
Mind you, when I do initiate sex and she declines, I don't get upset at her at all. But when she wants to and I do not initiate, all hell breaks loose. I can initiate sex on a Friday and get declined. But on Saturday, when she wants it and I don't initiate, she gets mad. Should I burn it down, as we might not be 100% compatible sexually? Or can this be worked out? We've been dealing with this issue for months, and she is not open to couples therapy, as we haven't even reached our 1-year mark.
She's an immature moron. Burn it down. It's over.
There's a lot going on.
What are we doing?
Yeah. She's an immature moron. Like, you can't. Ain't nobody doing this every day with you, bro.
This is not it. It's not it. All the signs are there. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
Burn it down and stoop down to her level and make it worse.
Yeah, it sounds like a headache around something that should be a nice, pleasurable experience.
Yeah, this should be fun, bro.
Yeah, you shouldn't be arguing and
all the
fighting.
Things in the world to have to deal with, this is the part that you should just find easy.
Especially early on.
Bottom line, you're just not compatible. That's it.
They're not compatible.
Mostly because she's not able to come to the table with you on this.
I don't even know if it's compatibility. That's why I said she's an immature moron.
She is
like,
immature.
It's not compatibility when somebody literally refuses to do things to compromise in a relationship. That's not compatibility.
Yeah, she doesn't
work on it.
You're
an immature moron.
Because what was the line where she said, I cannot do that?
Right. And won't go to couples therapy.
Yeah, that's
doesn't he want to try to work on it?
You can't just be like, I can't do that when it comes to something like initiating.
No, I can't do that when it comes to something like expressing how you feel. Because that's what you're saying in sex with someone is like, I'm feeling you right now. I need to feel you.
Right.
She can't even say that to you.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem in other ways, too. Even if you solve it in the sex stuff, there's going to be other stuff that she's not communicating to you.
Yeah, we waking up in a little argument because I didn't initiate, but you didn't say anything?
And I'm supposed to know.
And you, by the way, this is 9 months in. What about 9 years in?
I know.
When you never feel like initiating.
Right, when no one's
when you're bored when no out of your mind. You're bored out of your gourd.
I think we could all agree, guys. This is a burn it down situation.
Run now.
Fry it up nice and crispy and toss it out the window.
Yeah. Wow, look at that.
Get out, my G.
I bet you she'll be texting to initiate after that breakup. She'll be like, I miss you. I want to see you. I want to I bet she'll communicate then.
Mm. They didn't move in together, did they? I hope not.
No. Laura, try saying it again.
Yeah.
So say the girls.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Sit around the fire. Get warm by the fire.
It's toasty.
It's toasty in here. I like that fire.
Coming up, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what's cracking?
Coming up in the flashing lights report, first of all, Offset just announced a tour, and also Dwayne Johnson joins a new WWE board and gets... Can you explain to me, got ownership of The Rock?
Oh, sure I can.
We'll talk about it coming up next.
Is it time?
It's time.
You think we spent enough time on Mayor Adams and city council today? You know they're beefing.
What are they beefing about now?
Chairs. Yesterday's beef was over chairs.
Excuse me?
In front of reporters. That's right. Reporters came to City Hall yesterday to get into, I guess, a, you know, Q&A discussion about where the mayor is currently on this NYPD bill that'll force the NYPD to have more transparency. If they stop, frisk, and question someone, they got to give details. The mayor doesn't want to do that.
Doesn't want details?
He doesn't want the police to have to show details, log details, and definitely not give these details to us, the public, on why they stopping and frisking and questioning.
Great.
You know what I mean?
What's his election?
Good question. How long has he been in office? Has it been 3 years?
Two years? I think 2 years.
Probably two years.
Yeah. But at any rate, the city council was setting up chairs for reporters. And then somebody from the mayor's office started beefing with city council because they wanted their chairs back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard that. You heard me correctly. They were arguing over chairs in front of reporters at City Hall.
Oh, times are tough.
Y'all must be really stressed, bro.
That budget is crazy.
The man, person from the mayor's office was like, can we have our chairs back?
Wow.
And the people for city council was like, well, we're here. We're setting up chairs so the reporters have somewhere to seat. No, we need our chairs back.
Bro, this according is to so the way crazy.
That's, that's petty.
I mean, priorities.
That's petty a lot.
I wonder if Giumani's going to run against Adams.
You think so? You think he's had enough?
It's out there. It's a possibility.
I hope so.
That Giumani could
run. Giumani is amazing.
The next election will be 2025.
All right.
So next year. Next year. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Laura Staff's got the 411. Wow, Laura's the only person without a White-ish Wednesday win in 2024.
This year. Wow, they're really trying to drag you, Laura. I can't believe they treat you like this. It's terrible. Okay. I would never do anything like that.
That's okay.
Laura never loses.
All right. So Offset has announced his Set It Off tour. He's like, look, tour is not just a series of concerts. It's a journey into my mind. He's ready to... This is his first headlining tour. So coming to a city near you, I see it's going to Philly.
Go ahead, Offset.
It's going to be everywhere. Austin, Toronto, Detroit, Cincinnati, L.A., you know.
What's up with him and Cardi these days? They still pretend to be broken up?
Yes. I think they're pretending.
Nice. Okay,
they're pretending to be broken up.
Yeah.
They're going
Because I saw them like at... You know, they were... I mean, they're... They have children, you know. They were at the baby's birthday together. And,
oh, yeah, sure.
You know. Yeah, no, it's one of those. But anyway.
We're not in a relationship. We just co-parent and have sex.
I've now reached the point of it annoys me. I'm out. They're like friends who have told you too many times, like, no, this time it's serious.
Well, they're not even like friends. We actually consider them both friends of the show.
Well, I mean, I don't spend personal time. They don't come over, you know, for dinner.
True.
But I care for them both and root for them both, and I'm over it. Tell me when you guys have come to a final decision in the end. I'll just assume it's going to end up being together no matter what. But when you call me, and by that I mean going on IG Live, screaming and crying, Cardi, I don't take it serious anymore. I just go, oh, they're just looking for some kinky thing to make their sex fun next time.
Basically.
Am I wrong?
Sounds about right.
That's what it feels like.
I mean,
I forget what the reason was last time. She was like, you know, I went out last night. It was cold outside, so, you know, I had to have sex. I was like, what? It's a holiday. I had to have sex. I'm like, what's going on?
Like, what else am I supposed to do?
That's their way of keeping it spicy.
You know what? God bless.
All right, so Dwayne Johnson announced he's the newest board of directors, a member for TKO, which owns WWE and UFC as a new one-stop shop entity. So a lot of people were confused because they're saying now he has exclusive rights to his stage name. Like, what, he never owned it? It was never his?
Two things about that. One, that whole one-stop shop thing is like such a... Ebro, it feels like such a corporate speak to me because it is like... Yeah, TKO has both WWE and UFC, okay. But like they're still very separate entities within... they could do whatever they want together.
Yeah.
Because they're the same company.
Right, right, right.
But they run separate businesses.
But they run completely separate businesses, right?
Right.
And The Rock is a board member overall of TKO, not just WWE. So he's on the big board. And yet,
wouldn't that put him on the board over UFC too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he's involved in he's on the board, the big decision board. Whatever that would look like for, I don't know what people at that level make decisions on, but whatever those things would be.
Whatever those big ones are.
He would be in the conversation. Now, keep in mind, he's also running his football league with his ex-wife and partner, that they merged the two. The XFL merged with the other one, and now they have their big football league as well.
And making movies.
The Rock has a lot going on. Plus, he's being rumored. People think he'll be back at WrestleMania this year.
Whoa.
But as for the name The Rock, yeah, apparently that was part of the agreement. Him joining the board,
yeah,
and he received the rights to the name The Rock, which he had never previously had. He had Dwayne Johnson,
yeah.
But now he's The Rock, and he can use that whatever ways he wants.
And that was probably a big deal for him, and similar to Hove going back to work for Def Jam to get his masters in a way. Like, I need to own my stuff. Oh, you guys want me to work? Okay, if I'm going to do this job and you want me involved, I need to own my stuff.
Yeah, I don't know which way that it went, like who initiated what or how big a deal it was to him, but you'd imagine you'd want that considering that's what you're thought of being,
right, The Rock.
Like when he does deals for clothing, for example, he'll have his logo, but it won't say The Rock.
Right.
Now he could do his own clothing deal because he works with Under Armour, for example, right? He could put The Rock on the stuff that he wants to do.
Very cool.
So it'll be on a lot of stuff. Soon come. A
lot of SKUs.
A lot of SKUs. No, let me tell you. Rocky has so many SKUs. He's got Terramana tequila SKUs.
Oh, what a SKU. I mean, look at this mall. Look at this mall the Rock has SKUs. With all of these. I mean, everything's here. Movies, wrestling,
TV shows, hosting.
He does it all.
President of the United States.
We don't
know.
So many SKUs.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:54, a high of 44 degrees today. Rain most of the day and alternate side parking is in effect.